A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, the branch of the Lord will be luster and glory, and the fruit of the earth will be honor and splendor for the survivals of Israel. He who remains in Zion and he who is left in Jerusalem will be called holy. Everyone marked down for life in Jerusalem. When the Lord washes away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purges Jerusalem's blood from her midst with a blast of searing judgment, then will the Lord create over the whole site of Mount Zion and over her place of assembly a smoking cloud by day and a light of flaming fire by night. For over all, the Lord's glory will be shelter and protection, shade from the parching heat of day, refuge and cover from storm and rain. The word of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoiced because they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord." And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city with compact unity, to it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. According to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord, in it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings. Because of my relatives and friends, I will say, "Peace be within you." Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pray for your good.
Let us go rejoicing in the house of the Lord. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Come and save us, Lord our God. Let your face shine upon us, that we may be saved.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying home, paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I'm not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes. And I say to another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, In no one in Israel have I found such faith. And I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. So on this first Monday of Advent, we hear about a centurion, a Roman, outside the faith of Israel, whom Jesus commends for his faith. Now, I don't know if there had been a Nobel Prize for faith in the days of Jesus, but I think he may have, if there was, this Roman would have gotten a nomination for sure. It's a brief encounter between the two, Jesus and the centurion, but it ends with Jesus saying, I have not seen this much faith in anyone in Israel. Now, we don't know much about this person of faith, but there are a couple of things I think we can visualize what Jesus must have experienced in him and commended. I mean, first of all, his faith was unselfish. His faith was unselfish. I mean, no doubt he had needs of his own. He would have concerns of his own. We all do. Questions that aren't answered, problems that aren't solved, needs that to be healed. We all have. But this Roman centurion, who is a man who is used to being in authority, finds himself also paralyzed, unable to help his servant. And so his faith is not just in his own needs, as legitimate as they may have been, but it was for the care and the needs of another. So his faith is unselfish. If some of my concern is my ticket to heaven, if that's all I'm concerned about, well, that's not an authentic Christian faith. A faith that is sacrificial and selfless. That's what the Roman centurion had. That's what Jesus commended. And also, it was a faith that was humble. He says, I'm not worthy to have you under my roof. I don't believe in this that he's trying to flatter Jesus or wallowing in his own guilt and unworthiness. I think this is honestly expressing what he felt, his unworthiness. His request to Christ was not based on a notion that he merited it. You know, he was counting on nothing but the grace of God. I think that's a healthy attitude. It's an honest facing the facts. God is not in my debt. He doesn't owe me anything. Right? We can press no claims against him. All we need to do is rely on his grace, and I think we need to keep that in mind, especially as we earnestly try to practice our faith. You know, I think some of us, you know, we try to be good people. We go to Mass. We try to love our neighbor and even our enemies, but it could wind up tricking me into thinking that I deserve preferential treatment for all the good that I do, right? But nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. Every one of us is a debtor to God's grace. Soldier says, I'm not worthy to have you under my roof. He's not, you know, like polishing the apple here. No. He's simply facing facts and telling the truth. He's a debtor to God's grace. And where and how and did this Roman find this kind of faith? We don't know. We don't know. What we do know is that Jesus commended it. And so, on this first Monday of Advent, it would be wise, I think, for us to make the pattern of this Roman centurion one that we can imitate. So we arise and we offer our prayers this day that our needs to the Lord may be presented with confidence in his mercy and grace.
That God may continue to guide the church in her mission to carry out the work of Jesus Christ on earth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may inspire people of all nations to come to know the saving power of Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Holy Spirit may grant faith as strong as the centurion to all who suffer and send them the healing they seek. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may grant this community a chasm of hospitality to be a place where all are welcomed. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who have died may rejoice as they join the communion of saints in the fullness of God's kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. And let us pray for the repose of the soul of Delia Rocha, for whom this Mass is being offered. And let's pause in silence and offer our own prayers and petitions. For the repose of the soul of Delia Rocha, and for all of our silent prayers, we pray. Lord. Heavenly Father, make our trust, humility, and faith that of the centurion. As we offer our prayers and petitions to you, look with favor upon them, for we offer them through your Son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen.